The chief medical advisor to the White House recently said the nation had progressed beyond the pandemic stage of COVID-19 before quickly clarifying that the U.S. is actually in a less acute stage of dealing with the virus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says areas like Metro Detroit in particular still face a severe problem battling bad information about the virus, its cause, and treatment. Fauci tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter, governments lifting mask mandates can add confusion to those concerns.
We should not be mistaken in thinking that the pandemic is over. It is clear that with the new variant, the BA2 that's circulating, and even a subvariant of that, there is an uptick in infections throughout most of the states in the United States. And likely it will ultimately be in virtually all of the states. Having said that, each individual is different from another. I mean, people need to appreciate that although requirements for masks in indoor places is no longer present, including the recent court order that there's not a requirement now in transportation. Nonetheless, an individual will have to look at their own situation. For example, if you are an elderly individual, which means that you have a greater chance if you get infected that you would have a serious outcome, those considerations should be taken into account when you decide whether or not you're going to want to wear a mask in an indoor setting, even though masks might not be required in that setting, based on their own risk assessment.
When you're talking about masking being a personal choice, you recently had pulled out of the White House Correspondents' Dinner because of concerns over COVID. What kind of risk factors led you to make that decision?
Well, one is obvious. I'm 81 years old, and I am clearly at a greater risk if I do get infected of having a severe outcome. The other is something that applies not only to me, but to other people, and that is my own personal risk based on other health considerations, which, quite frankly, I would like to keep private because that's only my own business. And the same way that anyone should not have to explain their own personal choice, because it may have to do with things like underlying illnesses, medications that they might be on, or maybe even family members in their household, where even though they are not at particular risk of getting a severe outcome because they're very healthy, it is possible that they might bring an infection home inadvertently to someone who is at a severe risk.
There have been people who have used masks as kind of a way to hit people over the head in some respects and say, you know, how dare you do that? It's become such a politicized issue. And then the actual vaccinations themselves seem to have become politicized in so many ways. When you talk about mixed messages, there's many people in Detroit that have gotten a lot of those types of messages over whether or not to get vaccinated. And the result has been that less than half of the city's population is vaccinated. And Detroit's population is overwhelmingly African-American. And I've heard some people say they just don't trust the vaccine, in part because there's this history of experimentation on black people. What would you say to people with those kinds of concerns?
Well, I mean, it's understandable when there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation around that people can get confused. It's a very difficult problem to address. You know, one of the ways that you can combat disinformation and misinformation is by trying as best as you can to flood the system with correct information, information from health officials like the CDC, from local public health officials, as you have in Detroit and in the state of Michigan, as well as from trusted messengers in society. Unfortunately, with social media, disinformation often spreads even more rapidly than correct information. So I don't have an easy solution except to tell people that if you look at things like vaccination, the evidence for vaccines protecting you from severe disease and death compared to unvaccinated people is overwhelmingly obvious. You just need to look at the data. So you would hope that people, rather than listening to potentially misleading, if not directly and deliberately misleading information on the social media, to look at the facts from the health authorities, the Department of Health in Detroit, the CDC at a national level, the FDA, my own institution, the National Institutes of Health. That's where the information should be gotten.
There's been a question about boosters and whether or not people should get a booster shot right now. In your view, if you were talking to somebody in Detroit, would you tell them that they should get a booster at this moment? Should they wait until a new vaccine comes out? What's your view?
Well, certainly, if you've had a two-dose primary regimen of an mRNA, everybody should unequivocally get the third shot. No question about that. There's no ambiguity about that. What about a fourth shot? Well, it's very clear that if you have a compromised immune system, namely you're on cancer chemotherapy, you're a transplant patient, you have an underlying disease in which you're on a medication that suppresses your immune system, unequivocally, you should get the fourth shot of an mRNA. And how old you are, the older, the more likely you should get it, and whether you have an underlying condition, perhaps a hypertension or asthma or diabetes or obesity, then we recommend that they do go ahead and get that fourth boost. It's very, very safe in anywhere from 5 to up to 30% of people when they recover from the acute phase of COVID have lingering of a constellation of troublesome and sometimes debilitating signs and symptoms that can last for several weeks and sometimes months. One of the ways to prevent long COVID is to get vaccinated in the first place. You know, we still have a lot of work ahead, that's for sure.